My name is Victor Kubik, president of the United Church of God. Welcome to Inside United. With us today is Haley Messer. Welcome to Inside United.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm just happy to see you here. Well, she's here to talk about some of her impressions and some of her thoughts about her studies here this year. Haley, why did you come to ABC?
The reason why I went to ABC, I would say, I just wanted more knowledge of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I was baptized before going here.
Oh, okay.
But... Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to commit my life to God, and I had that cleared up with God, but I didn't know all the reasons why, for my faith and explaining it to people. I didn't know how to explain it very well. And I'm like, I need to just commit 9 months to just dive into God's word and really just create a strong foundation of my faith for the rest of my life.
So knowledge of the Bible, just learning about the Bible was important then as a main reason?
Yeah, knowledge of the Bible, I would say, because I think you can get so tripped up with certain scriptures. People will throw something at you, oh, the law is done away with. And I'll look at the scripture, and I'm wow, I don't even know how to defend this.
Mm-hmm.
So being here, it has really helped me, know where to flip of you can't just look at one scripture. And you have to look at the Bible as a whole, and God is very consistent throughout his scriptures, and mm-hmm. he's not confusing, and the world pins him as confusing God and tries to confuse you.
Well, Haley, what has been some of the most interesting things that you have learned? Are there any specifics?
I would say the book of Galatians in particular. That one, I remember having a conversation with my friend from school, and she kind of tripped me up with the law being done away with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back in my high school years. So I think throughout high school, I had a rough time really being strong in my faith, because I had all these questions, but I didn't know how to answer those questions, because
mm-hmm.
it's okay to have questions, but mm-hmm. I just didn't know how to answer them for myself.
It just kind of confirmed and made it very solid in your belief and also explaining it.
Yeah, because, it was there's scriptures in the Bible where people will point out to you, and if you don't know your Bible, it can be hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, I went to Ambassador College, a long mm-hmm. time ago, and it's interesting to hear you talk about this, because when I went to college, I had very similar thoughts. I just wanted to learn the Bible, not just for intellectual curiosity, mm-hmm. but how to apply it, how to change my life. I mean, that was something that immediately was a part of that. Do you find that to be true with the classes that are taught here?
Yeah, I would say just reading the Bible, especially through Epistles of Paul. There's so many things that you can learn in there to actually take and apply to your life, and then living by Christ's example. And if you don't know about God, and if you don't have knowledge of his word, then who do you know who to become, and mm-hmm. who do you know what you're supposed to do? And there's a lot of examples in the Bible where they took action, and mm-hmm. it's not just about saying you're a Christian or expressing your belief through words, taking action.
Mm-hmm. I know that every teacher has their own skills mm-hmm. and their own thing, so to speak, whether it be Old Testament literature or New Testament, the harmony of the Gospels or general epistles, or what other passages did you find to be, wow, this is really something I didn't know?
I would say I really liked the book of Joshua. So that was in former prophets, and that talked about the cities of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And upon reading that before, it's really easy to miss the spiritual connection with it, and how, we are the manslayer in that, and the penalty of sin is death. And
mm-hmm.
but God in Christ, he is our refuge, and we can flee to him. And the roads back then, they were well maintained, and just now, it's easy to go to God. God has made that
mm-hmm.
An easy way to go to him and
be protected.
Yeah. So he protects us, and he sets us free from that penalty of mm-hmm. of death. So I really liked that analogy.
Well, there's a reason why the Old Testament is just so big, and the New Testament mm-hmm. relatively, it's only about half the size or so of the Old Testament. But still, the Old Testament is very, very important, applicable, and something to learn from.
Yeah, that's a huge surprise, upon coming here, is just the appreciation of the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many cool stories in there, and just, the whole story of Israel and how God's like unfailing love for them, like despite their troubles with following the law mm-hmm. and living it imperfectly, and he still like is not done with them, and it's just really like encouraging.
Reconciliation, redemption, making things right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that's so big in the Bible, and Jesus Christ is the one who is able to redeem us and to make things right, no matter what we did or what direction we've gone.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a great class. I know that I like every class that comes through here. I've been here for a number of years now, see one after another. This one is a little bit bigger than the others, and I feel like I've gotten closer to the students this time around than before.
It has really taught me a lot about just the church that I grew up in. And, you know, being back in Phoenix, you sometimes you just like go through the motions and you don't really know like much of like the work of the church. And so, mm-hmm. Since being here, I see like all the moving parts that the church has. And so that's been really cool, just knowing that I do have a part to play. And the congregation back in Phoenix, I know how to better serve them just being here, I would say, because there's so many service opportunities here that we kind of work as a class to do.
As part of the education is some of the service projects. It's mm-hmm. more than just coming to class and learning, huh?
Yeah, like it's definitely like before getting here, I didn't expect to, you know, be so busy, but it's a good thing because it encourages us to work hard as a Christian, and there shouldn't be a time in your life where you're kind of just stagnant. Like you should always be looking for, you know, ways to improve or help in your local congregation.
Now, you tell me that we were talking beforehand that you sing in the choir, but you really hadn't sung before.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of just thought, like, you were born a singer, and if you didn't know how to sing well, like, you can't ever get better. But, yeah, I was definitely wrong. It's definitely been, a learning curve. I'm not an expert now just because I've been in the ABC chorale, but Mr. Shoemaker, he's done a good job, like, teaching us a lot about singing and, like, why we're singing. You know, if we lose focus, he always does his best to bring us back in and like tell us like why we're singing these mm-hmm. songs, and mm-hmm. they're to the glory of God. And it's awesome to see even like the reactions of the congregations that we travel to.
Well, I was a pastor in a neighboring church. This was Lafayette, Indiana. And I remember we had the ABC choir come on two different occasions. And that was, in one sense, the highlight of the year for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we put out a big spread for the kids, you know, and the big potluck afterwards, and truly enjoyed their singing, but also seeing the young people to see how they relate to one another and how they came to the church to really give something to them.
Yeah.
To us.
Yeah. Yeah. The potlucks were always really nice. Oh, the big potlucks.
We just had a few days ago the annual charity auction. That's a big event at Ambassador mm-hmm. Bible College. And one project is chosen for the to be the beneficiary of the event.
Yeah, so our class, we chose to put the proceeds towards a learning center in Haiti. We're working with Micah Gunn. He was in contact with Chuck Smith down there. Mm-hmm. And so it was really awesome to come together as a class and really put all of our efforts in to create a great show for the brethren here and to have that like in focus in mind. And mm-hmm. we actually created a GoFundMe page like prior to the show, and that got a lot of attention. So we're really blessed with that. And I think right now we're at around $8,000 of earnings.
Well, actually, it's a little bit more than that. I just talked to Kathy DeCampos. It's closer to 10,000.
Wow. Well, this is news. That's awesome.
Yeah. The more came in from GoFundMe, and also the other fund, which was 8,000, that has grown to 9,000. So,
wow.
So that was, that was 6,000. That's grown to 7, and plus what came in from GoFundMe. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
And I talked to Chuck Smith this morning and told him about that. He was just so thankful for that.
Yeah. A little goes a long way there. Mm-hmm. And so like any amount helps, but like that is just, it's awesome to like for us to come together as a class and like see the work that we did, like the result of it, like mm-hmm. all that like hard work. And it consumed a lot of like our lunch breaks, our breaks between classes, our student council meetings. That was the main focus. And upon with all the other class work and people have jobs. So it got really hectic, but it was so, it's worth it, like mm-hmm. seeing like the outcome of it.
Well, the program was hilarious. it was great.
Yeah, we are a funny class.
Well, every year, I'm just amazed. You know what I'm amazed about the students is that they seem so serious when you first meet them and they're kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. And then when they're in the middle of a skit, I said, I can't believe the personality of that person. So in a way, the variety show, you know, as part of the auction is really just the real revealing thing about students, which we really enjoy.
Yeah, it really helped like us become more unified, because at the beginning of the year, like, we are so close, hanging out every day, and then we all started getting jobs, so it's been harder to hang out. But like just recently, like, that really brought us together. Mm-hmm. So we're all very thankful for that.
I'm amazed as to how when you first start talking about the fun show or the variety show, how it seems like it's all over the place, but it comes together like it's a really fun production.
God's hand was definitely in this.
Now, Haley, you've come here to where we have the Bible College, but also is where we do produce the television program, and we do, mm-hmm. you see writers and workers, you know, you pass by and we see you at lunchtime and so forth. Mm-hmm. What has impressed you? What impressions do you have of just the things you see happening here at the home office?
And that's something that I have learned since being here, is just the work of the church. And you guys are very much, like, so many moving parts of, like, producing, like, Beyond Today and, you know, podcasts and newsletters, things that are constantly getting sent out, publications, working on camp programs. It's every day just seems like, you know, hustle mm-hmm. to get things done, like, preach the gospel, which is really cool to see. And mm-hmm. it definitely impresses on the students here. Like, we're definitely not blind and mm-hmm. looking around and, like, seeing everything that's happening, because we're busy, but we're, like, this whole building seems mm-hmm. busy at work.
Well, I know that when we had one of the very first recordings of the Beyond Today program, you were in the row right behind us.
Yeah.
And we did a selfie there.
Yeah.
We took a selfie. Yeah, that was
favorite selfie. It's good.
Well, Haley, we have really enjoyed just talking to you, learning about your background, about, you know, why you're here. Final question, what do you want to leave with when you go from here back to Phoenix? What do you want to take with you? What do you feel like you can take and share?
Just, I know how to study my Bible, and I mm-hmm. think that's something that I'm really excited about. And I can independently study and, like, know what the scriptures are saying, and I know how to, like, ask questions, and I know that I form these relationships with all of you guys here. And so I won't have any problem, like, reaching out if I do have any more questions. And I'm also going to take back just that I do have, like, a part to play in the church. And mm-hmm. I want to serve the best I can back in Phoenix and just be the disciple that Christ has called me to be.
Well, after ABC, then what? What are you going to do when you get back home?
After ABC, I will be starting a nursing program mm-hmm. in Phoenix, so I'll have about 2 years left of that.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking to see what Haley's up to. it's a name that we've gotten to know, and we're going to be wishing you the greatest success in everything you do in life.
Oh, thank you.
And ABC and your being here with us has certainly been a part of that. Thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us Inside United. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.